This is Dakota Datebook for June 3rd. On this date in 1905, the Weekly Student, the University of North Dakota's student newspaper, reported, "One of the most pleasant and successful social functions of the year was the garden party, which was given by the ADT Society last Monday evening to the other literary societies and the faculty." News of Japan's victory had reached the university, but a few hours before the guests began to arrive, and they were much surprised that the lawn of Davis Hall had been transformed, as by magic, into a celestial picture. Japanese lanterns cast their mellow light over the scene, and two beautiful Japanese maids, who had been spirited away from the land of the rising sun, soon began to serve tea in dainty cups to the wandering natives. The guests listened to news, which arrived that day, about the Battle of Tsushima Strait. After an epic journey to Japan, most of Imperial Russia's Baltic fleet sank to the bottom in a dramatic naval battle. On a gentler note, the guests then listened to a piano duet by Mrs. Brennan and Crary, followed by a performance by what would now be called a barbershop quartet. They ate strawberries and ice cream, after which a Mr. Walker, presumably a member of the faculty, gave a talk. The party closed with the ADT Literary Society singing "Good Night." The Weekly Student commented, "These social functions, in which one society invites all the others to participate, are the most pleasant features of our college life. The societies which have been opposed to each other in the forensic contest during the year are, at its close, again brought together under conditions which are more harmonious. Their members leave the school with a feeling of peace and goodwill toward all." UND students celebrating a Japanese victory speaks to the sentiments of the times decades before World War II. It would be several months before the Russian and Japanese Empire signed the Treaty of Portsmouth. Those negotiations had taken place in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and were brokered in part by President Theodore Roosevelt. Japan was the Asiatic underdog, a rooting favorite in the battle against the great Russian bear. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Andrew Alexis Farvel. I'm Ann Alquist. Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.